אדון חזוני שמנעו ביטחון, we're up to the third chapter, the 24th paragraph, page למד ה' ואומנם אין תהילת בעל ההלכה הגונה, אלא אם כן קדמה לו יראתו לחוכמתו. חזוני says, as much as I've been stressing this idea that the level a person is supposed to strive for is to know halakha, to apply the emunah, to apply the bitachon in his daily life, because you know the halakha, so you know how to apply it. Nonetheless, there's a preliminary step that everyone has to take, and that is, you must be a God-fearing person. It's not enough to know halakha. We're on page Lamed Hei. Ve'en chokhmat ha-Torah shuya b'lev atum. And the wisdom of Torah cannot settle in a heart that is sealed. Ki ikar ta'ama ba'dinut ha-nefesh ha-mitala lemala mechamdat b'nei tmuta. Because the real reasoning of Torah is something that can be sensed only with a sensitive soul that's risen, that's been elevated. When that soul is in the upper spheres, then it can perceive the understanding of Torah. A soul that yearns for the source of wisdom. A soul that yearns for understanding beyond limits. That on the one hand takes into its closest confidant, it takes the wisdom as its closest friend, so to speak, and is constantly lovesick for more wisdom, more connection. So wisdom is really, when a person has developed his yirat shamayim, his fear, his awe of heaven, and then he's developed that sensitivity of the soul, as he yearns for greater connection. So there's that duality of Yirat Shemayim, the application of Emunah and Bitachon in the daily life, with the understanding of Torah, the yearning for more understanding. And that there's this constant duality going on, where a person keeps saying, I learned and I want to know more. I learned and I want to know more. I want to connect more. Then Chacham b'Torah rak achreit mazgut shel yun ha-sechel v'tam yirat chet. Wisdom of Torah is when one has managed to fuse the analytical understanding of Torah and that sense of awe of heaven. There are two concepts. One is, how much have I learned? How much do I understand when I think about it logically? And the other is the awe of heaven. Kos ha-mazug mishnei eile, a cup, so to speak, that's mixed of these two, hu menat chelko shel tamid chacham kol hayamim. This is the lot of a Talmud Chacham throughout his days. On the one hand, analyzing, understanding, questioning, deducing, and on the other hand, having a tremendous respect, yirat chet, a fear of sin. And this, so to speak, is his eternal beverage. But the Torah, the knowledge, and the yirah, the awe of heaven, together they are like the material with its shape. Together, they give form. You need the material, you need the raw material, you need the shape in order to have something that has form. And when a person has not acquired a wholeness in Yirat Shamayim, even though technically his mind has been cleansed by the offshoots of fear of heaven. No, you can't attain a whole Torah unless you've also worked on and developed Yirat Shamayim. That goes back to the concept he said in the beginning, that Yirat Shamayim is the tenderizer, so to speak. It softens the soul. It gives us that sensitivity that allows us to understand Torah. And without it, we're not going to get it. It's not like any other wisdom. Yes? So the Chazanish says that in order to attain a whole Torah, one has to have that balance between analysis and yirat chet, fear of sin, awe of heaven. And if he doesn't, then he won't be able to attain Torah in its complete form. But rather, the path of Torah is going to be like a labyrinth. He's going to be constantly stumbling. Like our sages worded it, our sages said, a person can learn, and he never gets the right answer. He learns and then when he has to give a ruling bottom line, he keeps getting it wrong. והאור הפנימי המתלווה עם אור השכל, ליישר את כל ההידורים, ולחדור על נקודת האמת העדינה היא יראת השם תורה. There's an inner light that goes with the light of intellect. And it helps a person hit the bullseye, get the truth, and that's yirat Hashem, pure yirat Hashem. Meaning there's the amount you can perceive, you can develop with your intellect, and then there's that siyata dishmaya, so to speak, that heavenly assistance. You want to get there, you need yirat shemaim, you need a pure yirat shemaim. Umi shechaser ta'ira uchadul haregesh ladinut hanefesh. When a person does not have that awe of heaven, so then he lacks that sensitivity. And then he's also lacking that glory of wisdom, that level of understanding. He finds himself lacking the discernment between what is true and what is a lie, and then his wisdom ends up missing. He doesn't hit the bullseye. He has the wisdom, but he's not getting it. That's why it says the beginning of wisdom is fear of heaven. Fear of heaven, now he's going to define it for us, is in the depths of one heart. In all of one's analysis, there is that other aspect of awe of heaven, and it goes together with my knowledge and my understanding, as we see the sweetness of the glow of wisdom and the pleasantness of understanding. That's the balancing side that perfects it. When we have fear of heaven, then we're interested in looking straight ahead. Then we're also interested in finding out the truth. We're looking for what's right. And then things that are crooked, things that are twisted, well, we want them straightened out. If I'm learning Torah and I don't have Yirat Shamayim, so then I can deal with a lot of things that are imperfect. I can deal with things that are twisted. When a person has Yirat Shamayim, so then he wants the Torah to be straight. Everything has to work out right. His yearning for honesty, integrity, what's right, is on a totally different level. And then he's going to get there. The Amru and our sages said in Tractate Yevamos, if someone says, I only deal in Torah, I'm not going to busy myself with doing acts of kindness. He doesn't have Torah. Because Torah involves living the Torah, not just studying it. The Torah says, ulumatem, learn it, vasitem, and perform it. If you're involved in living the Torah, you do kindness, you're living the way of the Torah, then you're involved in learning the Torah. But if you're not involved in performing the Torah, then you're also not, your learning isn't real. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoreh Deah, Talmid Chacham Amzazel B'Mitzvot. What if you have someone who knows a lot of Torah, but he laughs at the mitzvot? He doesn't take them seriously. Ve'en bo yirat shamayim. And he has no fear of him, but he learned a ton. I had a friend like that. He was younger than me, super genius. At age 16, he finished his first degree. By 18, he had his second degree. By 20, he had his doctorate. And he was a super genius in Torah also. By the time he was 15, he finished half of Shas. By the time he was 17, he wasn't observant. So he knew a lot.
He needed a good feeding.
He knew a lot. He knew a lot, but he didn't have Yirat Shamayim. Shulchan Aruch says, when you have someone like that, he's like the lightest person in the congregation, even though he knows a lot, but still. So when we talk about a Talmud Chacham in this context, he's an external Talmud Chacham. He learned a lot. He studied a lot under teachers. But his Torah isn't clear. His conclusions aren't accurate. Because he is lacking that fundamental tool called Yirat Shamayim, the awe of heaven. The Amru and our sages say in Tractate Shabbos that when a person is going to get to heaven, they're going to ask him, Nasata v'natata be'emuna, were you faithful in your business dealings? Pilpalta b'chokhma, did you delve into wisdom? Hevanta dvar mitoch davar, were you able to derive things from one another. Vafidu hachi, and after all those questions, we come back to basic questions. Yirat Hashem otzaro in ilolo. Is your fear of heaven your prime treasure? Is that there or not? That's the first question, and that's the last question. Before we start learning Torah, and after we've learned Torah, it comes back to that question. Vamusham, and the Talmud says over there, Kol adam sheyesh bo Torah ven bo yirat shamayim, if a person has Torah, but he has no respect for heaven, dome le gizbar shemasru lo maftechot hapnimiyot, maftechot hachitzoniyot lo masru lo. It's like you're responsible for the treasure, and they give you the keys for the inner rooms, but they don't give you the keys for the outer rooms. You can't even enter the building. You want to enter the building? Well, that's the key of Yirat Shamayim. You don't enter the building of Torah without it. The Gemara over there says, one wanted to give a term of praise for a certain rabbi. He said, he is a man who fears transgression. And the other one said, he is a man who is as learned as us. So he said to him, what are you answering me? I told you he was so great that he fears sin. You're telling me he knows Torah like us? The Sham in the Talmud over there says, Enu l'kadosh b'chu b'olamo, ela yirat shamayim bilvad. Hen yirat Hashem yichokmar. Sages say, the only thing Hashem has in this world is the fear of heaven. Meaning that's the one thing Hashem looks at. Do you respect heaven? And that's a very, very difficult thing, what we just read. I think that if a person takes this seriously, then this is a very scary line. Because we all know there are areas where our yirat shamayim is faulty. How many times does a person daven without kavanah? Let's just finish the final paragraph. Who our sages say in Tractate Tanis, in Talmid Chacham Hagun Uketal, if a Talmid Chacham is honest, then he is pleasant like dew. That everyone likes the dew, it supports life. V'im lav ofeo kamatar. And if not, so then you should try to get rid of him like rain that's troublesome. V'sham v'kol ha'osek b'torah shelo shma naset lo sama mavet. Our sages say, whoever deals in Torah not for the proper intent, the Torah becomes a poison for him. Yeah, Torah has to be for the right reasons. V'sham in tamid chacham agunu mimeno tochal. Finally, he says, if a talmid chacham is honest, then eat from his fruit. V'otol lo tichot. Treat him like a cherished tree that you don't cut down. V'im lav otot tashchit v'charata. And if not, then cut him down. In other words, don't learn from him. First question is, is he honest? Everything else is secondary. So we're coming back. The point that the Chazon Ish made in this chapter is the idea of Yirat Shamayim that has to be balanced with Chochmah. It's not enough just to be wise in Torah. There also has to be that awe of heaven which works with the wisdom and is supportive of the wisdom, and the wisdom doesn't succeed without it.